From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democratic National Committee looks for a new chair. First, the lead, Iraq. More casualties today as a car bomber attacked an entrance to Baghdad's Green Zone, the secured area of the city for U.S. and Iraqi leaders. More than a dozen Iraqis were killed, at least 15 wounded. Followers of the Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi said they had done the bombing. There are no American deaths reported in this attack, though seven Marines died yesterday in fighting. And there is this report from USA Today on the subject of American casualties in Iraq. In a change from other wars, the paper says part-time soldiers from the Army National Guard are about one-third more likely to be killed in Iraq than are those of the regular Army. The finding comes from an analysis of Pentagon statistics. Earlier, I spoke with USA Today's Dave Moniz, who wrote the story, and asked what the Pentagon says about this higher death rate among National Guard soldiers.
I don't think anyone has sat down and done an in-depth analysis of this, but Guard and Reserve soldiers serving in Iraq are taking on some of the most dangerous missions in that country, including protecting convoys, protecting fixed structures, so-called combat support and combat service support jobs, which would put them out in the open perhaps more often than some active soldiers. I think another factor in this possibly is the fact that the battles such as the one recently fought in Fallujah have been fairly few and far between, and those are the battles in which large concentrations of active duty soldiers and Marines have been killed.
When you think about traditional wars that perhaps the National Guard is designed to participate in, you think of front lines and those sorts of things, and driving trucks would typically be things that would happen to the rear. So presumably the Guard would be safer, but this war isn't like that.
Yeah, there really is no rear, and as we've seen recently with all of the publicity over the armoring of vehicles and also the refusal of some Army reservists to take on a convoy mission a couple of months ago because they felt their vehicles were not well protected, it's pretty clear that those kinds of missions are seen as extremely hazardous.
That was a National Guardsman who gave the Secretary of Defense a difficult time last week in that press conference.
Yes, it was, and one of the truths that emerged from that is it's been my experience that Guard and Reserve soldiers, the so-called part-time military, are often much less inhibited when it comes to raising those kinds of concerns.
Wouldn't you expect that this kind of news might have some effect on military recruiting for National Guard and indeed Reserve units?
I think that's probably inevitable. One of the issues that the Pentagon is grappling with, and I think there are some people who are working this very hard, is how do you balance the risks and rewards for part-time military folks? We've already seen a downturn in Army Guard recruiting in the last 2 years. Part of the reason is that folks who historically have exited the Army and joined the Army Guard or Reserves are not doing so in the numbers that they used to in the past. And so one of the issues that I think will have to be dealt with is how do you balance the risks and rewards for these part-timers who, in essence, are taking on the same risks but aren't receiving, in all cases, the same rewards as those who take on a full-time military career.
Dave Moniz, military reporter for USA Today. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.